Let's welcome the lady herself. Ali B's in for our Thursday chuckle. Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.
Good evening and good night.
I've covered all angles with that one.
As always.
How are you? Are you well?
I'm fine, thank you.
Did you have a good weekend? You were gigging in Camden or something?
Yes, Camden, yes. Yeah, good. And I'm cold free. All my friends have got cold, so I'm staying away from them. No Christmas drinks this year.
No, no, don't want to get stuck in cold. It's awful, isn't it, this time of year?
Yeah. Not very nice.
Not nice at all, no. So what's been attracting your attention this
week? Well, I've been asked to do a kind of short little roundup of the year.
Oh, right.
So I was going to do January, February, March, but
excellent.
You know I'm not that organised,
no.
So
I've
just picked up
a potpourri of
few stories that you liked.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Right, so the local news stories that we liked this year were, the first one was, we heard the story of an old lady who went to court to plead for the guy who mugged her. Do you remember that story?
Yes, I do vaguely, yes.
She said he was very neat and well-mannered and helped me up when I fell, and he even found my keys for me. So she went to court.
Did he get off? Do we know? Do we know what happened to
him? I think he still went.
He still went down.
Did something, yes. But okay. Maybe she helped him a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a career criminal.
No.
Well,
no. Obviously not.
This is my favourite one. A local guy, an old man, was arrested for shoplifting.
Not allowed to say old man.
Elderly gentleman.
Thank you.
Elderly
Even
gentleman.
That's questionable.
He was 82, so...
Well, he's...
Elderly.
Not in his first flush.
That's the one. Anyway, he was arrested for shoplifting, and he bit the policeman, but he'd actually forgotten to put his teeth in. I thought that was so cute. I hope they let him off. Anyway, we also had a local 89-year-old tyre-slashing granny. Do you remember? And when she was sent to court, they sentenced her to knit sweaters for her victims.
Sweaters.
So I guess past the age of 80, then people kind of forgive you for whatever you do, I presume.
Well.
A local woman dialed 999 to report that her rabbit had the wrong ears.
The wrong ears?
Yes. Her rabbit had the wrong ears. She found that the ears were not as floppy as promised in the newspaper advert.
So what did she do? Break them?
She called 999 to complain. I know.
999?
999, yes.
Please don't do that, people.
Please don't do that, exactly.
No. They're there for emergencies.
I know.
Nothing else.
Anyway. And the last bit of local news that we looked at was in Uxbridge, four guys stole mobile phones and ran off towards Uxbridge train station. They were caught by police 2 hours later, still waiting for a train.
Well, there you go, you see. So transport delays do have their advantages sometimes.
Yes, they do.
Wonderful.
Right, this year in politics.
Oh,
right.
There's plenty of material there.
Okay, Ruth Kelly stood down. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember Ruth.
Do you think it made Gordon Brown ruthless?
Ruth, oh. In more ways than one.
Yes. I actually read in the paper today that some kids from up north bought Gordon Brown a piece of coal this week as some sort of traditional Christmas token thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, that's the last thing you need, really, isn't it? A little bit of northern rock.
Oh, she's sharp today.
Quite sharp this morning. It's the cold.
Sharp as a sponge today, aren't you?
Also this year, Gordon Brown did a speech saying he wanted kids to stay at school until they're 18. And I believe that you and I said who was going to pick up their kids from nursery school.
Yes.
Yeah, so
exactly.
I think we should definitely put that to him.
Yeah, it's an ongoing problem, sadly, isn't it?
It is an ongoing problem. And lastly, this one's quite amusing. Cherie Blair criticised Gordon Brown quite a lot this year, didn't she?
They don't really...
They don't like each other, do they?
No, I don't think so.
No. And apparently she said she wanted to see him come down hard on knives. I don't think she meant literally.
I wouldn't be
but,
so sure.
But, you know, Freud and all that's nonsense.
Yes, excellent.
Okay, right, we also had the USA elections.
Oh, yes, that
and,
was... Indeed.
Sarah Palin, of
Sarah,
course. Who was taken by a prankster posing as French President Nicolas
Sarkozy.
Is it Sarkozy? Thank you, because I was just about to say something else.
Okay.
And Barack Obama won the elections.
He did.
Which was great news. And this week, Right, did you hear about this? This is kind of, I don't know if it was a spoof, but he answered several questions this week about his new administration.
All right. Yeah.
And the interviewer said, Mr. President-elect, do you think you and Senator John McCain will be able to overcome your differences and work together for the sake of the nation? Barack Obama said, yes, we can. You know, that's his catchphrase. Mm. Then the guy said, will you be able to prepare a cabinet team before you arrive at the White House? Barack Obama said, yes, we can. It's quite cool. And then he was asked, can you work with Governor Palin as an advisor? And Barack Obama said, no, we cannot.
He's on the ball then, isn't he?
I think we were trying to catch him out.
Yeah, I think they were.
About what do cows drink milk, you know, there's that little trick thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, I also reported that Sarah Palin apparently spends £150,000 in donations on clothes and accessories.
Shoes as well, she likes.
And shoes. Apparently, it is needed to make her look like the average American woman.
How much to look like an average American woman?
$50,000. Which Victoria Beckham spends a similar amount to look like an average Essex girl.
Yeah, but she does that every week.
Victoria Beckham looks better, actually. Okay, and I'm going to finish with the showbiz stories that caught our eye and ears this year. I think the weirdest one was Sharon Stone. Do you remember what she did? Injecting her son's feet with Botox to stop them smelling, apparently.
Yes, it's a bit worrying, though, isn't it?
It is a bit worrying, and apparently...
Why has my got crossed?
It's a bit cruel, isn't it?
Yes.
Needles in the child's feet. Yeah. But anyway, his feet now look just like Danny Minogue, so...
Is that good?
Yeah, she's got a nice smooth face.
Oh, has she?
Yes.
Oh, thank you for sharing that.
Right, in the summer, Amy Winehouse bumped into Jeremy Clarkson at an event, and they started to chat, and she said to him, what do you do? And he said, Top Gear. So she looked interested for a while, and then she realised that he meant a car show.
And not what she was wearing.
Yes, exactly. And we had the bank crisis, of course.
Mm, ongoing still.
Yes. The takeover between Lloyds TSB, or LTSB, and HBOS has widely become known as Lesbos.
Yes. That's an unfortunate one, that, wasn't it?
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, came and went. You watched every episode, didn't you? Recorded everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Watched the cat shop.
Oh, yeah.
I know you did.
Oh, yeah.
I know, you're just pretending. Joe Swash won after eating bugs the size of Pat Butcher's earrings. And lastly, I think this is your favourite, we had the breaking news that meh.
Oh, meh.
It's
yes.
Now a word.
I did, I like this. This is thrill.
The word meh is defined as an interjection expressing indifference or boredom, or an adjective meaning mediocre or boring. Examples in the dictionary are, I feel a bit meh about the whole thing, or I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here was a bit meh. See, I was going to put this into my comedy set, but if I just knew that if I said anything about indifference or boredom, I'd get heckled. You're
really?
Boring.
Yes. Get off.
So I didn't. Yes. And lastly, of all the Polish names I've read out to you,
I'm disappointed you've not found one.
I think your favourite one was.
Steady. I'm ready. I'm ready. Come on. Give it to me. Come on.
Piotr Katowice. That's Piotr Katowice.
Lovely.
It's nice, and I don't even know I'm pronouncing it right. Sorry, Polish people,
sounds
if you're
convincing
listening.
Convincing to me.
Piotr is almost right.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're sure about that?
But in Katowice is similar.
It sounds like it should be right.
It does, doesn't it?
I should say probably isn't. It's the thought that counts at
Christmas. Yeah, say it with confidence.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's what they always teach.
Yes.
Say the name confidently.
Yes.
Indeed. We haven't said hello to Wales today either. Hello, Wales.
Hello, Wales. Wales love Gordon.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Strange people in Wales. Oh, dear. So, plans for Christmas? You're a busy lady, aren't you?
Yes, a few gigs. Yeah. A few Christmas parties.
Oh, yeah.
Midnight mass after a few sherries.
Right. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
You?
Fine. Yeah, I'm very quiet. You know, I've gotten beyond parties now. Just get the wheelchair out and sit at the back. With me rug round my legs.
Do you watch the Queen's speech at all?
Who?
The Queen's speech.
No, not very rarely.
Very rarely.
Occasionally, of course.
Occasionally.
But I like the repeats.
Right.
Do they do those on David? No, maybe not. Anyway, thank you very much for popping in, for cheering us up
thank
on
you.
Thursdays. It's been a lot of fun.
Yes, has been.
And looking forward to 2009.
Yes.
Sharing some more humour with our listener.
Yes.
In Wales.
Will do. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye.